Coming up, do good things come in small packages?
It's the first day of the new year. It's the first day of the new year. And I miss you, oh, I miss you, dear. And I wish that you were here.
A little bit of local actress Hannah DeRozio. She's performing an excerpt from a short performance called Origins. It's one of six shows playing tonight. Yes, six shows. It's part of the third annual Short Standing Festival of Short Performances. The CBC Home Run's Andrea Stamford has been looking into it, and she joins me in studio. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Sue.
Short Standing, what? Okay, that is a mouthful.
Yes. The Short Standing Festival of Short Performances. Yeah, that is a long title for a festival dedicated to all things short. Let's call it FSSP or SFSP. The festival just had its opening show last night, and it runs until February 28th, and it's basically a festival celebrating all kinds of performances, plays, songs, readings, musicals, workshop productions. But the clincher is that they all have to be under 30 minutes. Yeah, so that song that you just heard, for example, is from a piece that is just 10 minutes long.
Wow. Okay, that's a funky concept. Where did that idea originate?
Well, Jen Quinn is the founder and the curator of the festival. I spoke with her earlier, and she says that the festival was formed after a friend of hers sent her a really great script.
So a few years ago, a friend of mine sent me a script, and it was a 30-minute piece, and I loved it, but I couldn't figure out how to produce it. I thought about doing a co-production, do a double bill with somebody else, and then I got the idea of, I don't know, why don't I just invite a whole bunch of friends to do short plays? So I did that and invented a festival and have done it 3 years running now.
So I guess the festival really appeals to people with a very short attention span.
Absolutely. And also to people who like variety, because every piece in this show is different. You like clowns? You got them. Mm-hmm. You like a choose your own adventure based on audience participation? You got it.
Okay.
So they've got 18 different little mini performances. And the way it works is that there are three different lineups. Each lineup has about five or six different performances. And so that means that you can go for several nights in a row without seeing the same thing. Now, this is the third year that the festival has been running, and it's the biggest one yet. So I asked Jen why she thinks that audiences keep coming back.
So the great thing is that they get a real sampling of different things. I always try to make the lineups as varied as I can while still keeping them somewhat cohesive. So the audience gets to sit through and enjoy a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And even if they don't really like something, it'll be over really soon.
Okay, so yeah.
So if you don't like clowns.
Exactly. Was the clowns I was thinking of. Exactly. So a little bit of something for everything. Now, apparently some of the pieces in the festival are workshop productions. Tell me about that.
Okay, so workshop productions basically means that some of the pieces are in various stages of being finished. So the actor is really using the audience's reaction to shape their work.
Mm-hmm.
So that song that we heard off the top was from a piece called Origin, written by Caroline Gauthier. Origin tells the story of young heartbreak through song and movement. And so it's the first draft of a performance that will be a full-length production in this summer's Fringe Festival. Caroline says that it's great to be able to work on a piece and perform it at the same time.
I think it's absolutely wonderful on a lot of different levels. First of all, it's always great to have a stage to put your work on. It's the only way, really, to try something new. Like, to try new material is to put it in front of an audience and see how they react to it. And it's our medium. So as performers, we write and we do this process, too. But the most important thing is the contact with the audience.
Yeah, so contact really is the key word here, Sue, because the venue is the freestanding room,
mm-hmm.
and that only fits about 30 people.
Wow, so yeah. You're really close.
Yeah, it's really close. It's very intimate. It makes for a really unique audience experience. I personally love being in really intimate venues. I find that being close to the performers really gives me a great connection with not only them, but also with the other audience members, yeah, because you sort of, if something really moves you, you sort of leave the theater feeling like you've had this collective experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can be good and bad, I guess.
Well, yeah. So you get to go out like, oh, wasn't that amazing? You know, buzz, buzz, or yikes.
Yeah, right.
Now, the only thing about such an intimate venue is that you have to reserve in advance as to not be disappointed.
Yes, because it sounds like it's pretty popular. So how can people get tickets?
So the Short Standing Festival of Short Performances runs every night except for Monday until February 28th. All shows start at 8. Tickets are $18, $25 for two nights, $33 for three nights. And you can get them at freestandingroom.com. You can get the whole schedule, all the lineups. And the Freestanding Room is located at 4324 Boulevard Saint-Laurent, Suite 300.
All right. And we have some to give away. And we're going to ask people to call right now. And you're going to run out and answer the phone.
That's right. A pair of tickets to give away. So caller number three.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.